Rural communities could lose access to local medical services when Omicron hits. Staffing is precarious in many small towns, and doctors, nurses and key admin staff will have to stop working if they get the virus. The problem could also hit bigger urban clinics, prompting GPs to call for a backup plan. Health correspondent Rowan Quinn reports.
Hospitals have predicted 30% of their staff could be off with Omicron at the height of the outbreak. Rural doctor Jeremy Weber says it's hard to gauge the impact that will have on very small hospitals in the regions.
A really big unknown is, you know, what happens when everybody falls over, because that's a real risk in some of our smaller rural communities in New Zealand.
Dr. Weber's the clinical director of the Rural GP Network and works at Taupō Hospital. He says it's possible whole departments will be shut down if too many staff can't work.
In Taupō Hospital, for example, overnight, we've only got one doctor covering the whole hospital, two nurses in the emergency department, and so there's a really limited number in terms of your ability to be able to flex and accommodate if people get crook.
Dr. Weber hopes high vaccination rates and the lower severity of Omicron will help avert the worst-case scenarios. He says rural doctors are adaptable and hospitals are working on contingencies, but it's all a bit of a waiting game. It's likely emergency care will always be available, but other services are a little uncertain.
Our workforce nationally has been stretched for such a long time that we don't have the luxury of people sitting around waiting to pick up, you know, vacant shifts. And so it's going to be a really testing time for our medical community.
The chief executive of Tairāwhiti DHB, Jim Green, says Gisborne Hospital may end up taking patients from the rural Tapuia Springs Hospital, but also has to make its own plans.
As the pressure comes on for staffing, that areas like our planned care services would start to get scaled back so that we can preserve the acute capacities.
And it's not just hospitals that could feel the impact as Omicron hits. The medical director of the College of GPs, Brian Betty, says GP clinics are also at risk.
Smaller towns that are very reliant on general practice for their frontline medical care, if they are to close or if they were to downgrade their service as a result of COVID, that would put very big pressure on any local rural hospitals.
He says some city clinics, especially those with large vulnerable populations, could also feel the squeeze. The government expects most people will be caring for themselves at home during the outbreak, but Dr. Betty says that doesn't mean GPs are out of the picture.
I think there will still be a high degree of anxiety and perhaps patients wanting reassurance from their local GP or GP practice, and that in itself will put demand on practices.
He wants DHBs and the Health Ministry to come up with a plan to help GPs, which will in turn ease demand on hospitals.